Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about having our buddy Nick Bibby back on the show. Nick is, as you know, is an outstanding expert in the area of franchising, especially franchise acquisition and, well, the whole thing, the whole landscape of the whole sector of franchising. And he is the principal of the Bibby Group, and he's been a member of my Brain Trust now for a long time. He's here to talk to us about what you have to do, what you have to know if you're going to become a franchisee, meaning you're going to be the one who buys the franchise. Nick Bibby, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, and belated Happy New Year, Jim.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you too, Nick. Hey, before we talk about due diligence, can you give us a little bit of a tour of the landscape? Am I correct in saying that franchising for the last couple of 3 years has been having a tough time?
The same tough time that the rest of the world of small business is having, and maybe a little bit more because there's a whole lot more overhead involved.
Right.
So, yeah, you're right. The level of franchise sales way, way down. I can't even begin to tell you the number of people that call me looking for a change in career or looking for a lateral move to find their same position with another franchise company.
Right.
And as you well know, shakeout periods have their bad points, but their good points too. And unfortunately, one of the good points is that people tend to get leaner and get closer to the roots and basics that got them started. The downside, of course, is that a lot of people are suffering, and startups are bad, are low. Financing, as you have said, and I've heard you say it many times, financing is, and you're exactly right, financing is extremely difficult, and franchising is the type of startup that requires a given amount of investment versus a bootstrap a startup that that an independent can achieve. So you in franchising as opposed to independent, you're either all in or you're not in at all. And that's a big feature that hurts franchisors because they cannot waffle or offer an elastic entry fee.
When the economy comes back and financing is a little more available, which you and I both know, it's going to happen, but it's going to take a little while. It may take another 2 or 3 years. Do you think the world of franchising is going? What do you think is going to change about the world of franchising once that happens? I mean, you know, basically, you know, franchising will have gone through what a lot of people have gone through, a few years of you know, the crucible, sort of through the desert on a horse with no name, as I've been saying. Do you think franchising will change much and it'll be different as we go forward, much different than it was in the past?
Yeah, Jim, you're on a good track, I think. It'll change for the better. Franchising has been wild for 20 years. There are roughly, and no one knows for sure because even though the FTC regulates the world of franchising, not every franchise has to be registered with the FTC. People think that every franchise is easily found on an FTC register. Not so.
But right.
No one. Hello?
I'm here. Yeah.
You want me to keep? Jim?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Okay. You're doing good, Nick. Go ahead.
Okay. No one, certainly not me, no one knows for sure how many franchisors or franchise concepts are offered, but the number that most people look at is 3,500. A lot of those need to go away, actually. And this shakeout will be good. I think that just like individual organizations will become leaner and better structured, the world of franchising will become leaner and better structured. So the net result should be stronger offerings when this is all over.
And what you're saying, I think, is that after once we go through this desert, so to speak, that you'll be more likely to talk to a franchisor that is not only that if they're still around, they've obviously got a good enough program to withstand some pretty tough times. That in and of itself would be a good indication. You know, you still have to do the due diligence, which we're going to talk about, but just the fact that they're still in business should tell you a lot about the franchise you're considering, right?
Absolutely. Any business that is able to weather the storm, so to speak, will be a strong business. And I don't care if it's franchising or independent or I don't care what the business is. Anyone who can move through this economy successfully has learned how to avoid the pitfalls, and they've worked out and become stronger as a result.
Right. And don't you also think that the franchisees that are actually able to put it together, they may not be as many as there was, say, 6 or 7 years ago, 4 years ago, but the franchisees who can actually pull the financing together, pull the capital together, pull the acquisition together, having been through what we've gone through, realizing that over-leveraging is dangerous, don't you think that's actually going to be – is that part of what you mean when you say that you think franchising is going to be better, the franchisees will be a little bit better capable?
Yes, and that's a great segue into the art and science of due diligence, because that's the starting point for making a good decision. And because things are tighter, it might be cliche, but only the strong will survive, and that begins with the people who are intelligent enough and strong enough to make quality decisions, not rash decisions. And frankly, right, most of the failures in the past with franchising, whether it's franchisor or someone buying in as a franchisee, has been the result of bad decision, poor decision making.
Well, so you're saying there's a reason why acquiring a franchise should be a lot of work.
Yes, and it's not for the novice.
Right, exactly. And it's not for the squeamish either. Nick, give us your website, please.
It's Bibby, B-I-B-B-Y, BibbyGroup.com.
BibbyGroup.com. And yes, we're going to be right back with our good friend Nick Bibby. We're going to talk about some of those specific due diligence steps that you need to take when you're acquiring a franchise. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.